Today is the 17th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire. I am Brian, and with a grateful heart, I'm here today. Hope you are too. Very grateful for this place that we can come to every day and be together and know it's a safe place. It's a safe space for us. We can just show up, and here we are for the next step forward in the scriptures. And the next step forward leads us back to where we left off, obviously, which happens to be at the threshold of a brand new book, which is how the Bible kind of ends. We're just moving through a lot of territory quickly. So the seventh book of the Minor Prophets. We're going to read the whole thing today. The book of Nahum. And there's practically nothing known about Nahum's life, other than his name has a meaning, comfort, and that he was from a place called Elkosh. And where Elkosh may be, whether it's a town or a village, seems to be pretty well lost to history. Dating the time of Nahum, though, is a little easier because there are references within the prophecy to historical events. So, for example, Nahum mentioned the Assyrian conquest of Thebes, which is in Egypt. And this happened, and it's historical, and that happened in 663 BCE. So we know that Nahum was written after that. And he also foretold the fall of Nineveh, which happened in 612 BCE. So Nahum was likely ministering prophetically within the years between those two events. And the purpose of his work was to foretell the destruction of Nineveh, which was the capital city of the Assyrian Empire at that time. And that's ironic, because just a couple of days ago we read the entire book of Jonah, right? And that was like the salvation of Nineveh. We certainly remember his journey to get to Nineveh and deliver the message of judgment. And the Ninevites repented in that moment. Nahum's prophecies that we're about to read against Nineveh, these are about a century and a half after Jonah. So 150 years has gone by. And the Assyrians, whatever repentance they had in that moment when Jonah, they are more evil and brutal than ever now. And their mistreatment of peoples that they invade and defeat and conquer, their mistreatment was legendary. So by the time of Nahum's prophecy, they had already destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel and carried away all of those 10 tribes into exile. And when they were carried away, that was the end. There is no history of those 10 tribes ever again. They disappear from history as cohesive tribes. So even though Nahum prophesies against Nineveh, he wasn't sent to that city. And many scholars believe that Nahum prophesied from Jerusalem, and that the work was intended for the inhabitants of Judah, like, you know, a prophecy of the destruction of Judah's enemies, especially after what they had just seen happen to the northern kingdom. That would have been received as an encouragement and comfort. And so Nahum reveals that God is most merciful and patient. He is not a pushover, and he will not stand for a nation or a person's sin forever. And so with that, we begin and read through the three chapters that make up the book of Nahum. A prophecy concerning Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and vents his wrath against his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand his indignation? Who can endure his fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. They will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They will be consumed like dry stubble. From you, Nineveh, has one come forth who plots evil against the Lord and devises wicked plans. This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. The Lord has given a command concerning you, Nineveh. You will have no descendants to bear your name. I will destroy the images and idols that are in the temple of your gods. I will prepare your grave, for you are vile. Look, there, on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your festivals, Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed. An attacker advances against you, Nineveh. Guard the fortress. Watch the road. Brace yourselves. Marshal all your strength. The Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel, though destroyers have laid them waste and have ruined their vines. The shields of the soldiers are red. The warriors are clad in scarlet. The metal on the chariots flashes on the day they are made ready. The spears of juniper are brandished. The chariots storm through the streets, rushing back and forth through the squares. They look like flaming torches. They dart about like lightning. Nineveh summons her picked troops, yet they stumble on their way. They dash to the city wall. The protective shield is put in place. The river gates are thrown open and the palace collapses. It is decreed that Nineveh be exiled and carried away. Her female slaves moan like doves and beat on their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool whose water is draining away. Stop! Stop, they cry, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver. Plunder the gold. The supply is endless. The wealth from all its treasures. She is pillaged, plundered, stripped. Hearts melt. Knees give way. Bodies tremble. Every face grows pale. Where now is the lion's den? The place where they fed their young, where the lion and lioness went, and the cubs with nothing to fear. The lion killed enough for his cubs and strangled the prey for his mate, filling his lairs with the kill and his dens with the prey. I am against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will burn up your chariots in smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions. I will leave you no prey on the earth. The voices of your messengers will no longer be heard. Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims. The crack of whips, the clatter of wheels, galloping horses and jolting chariots, charging cavalry, flashing swords and glittering spears, many casualties, piles of dead, bodies without number, people stumbling over the corpses, all because of the wanton lust of a prostitute, alluring, the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft. I am against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will lift your skirts over your face. I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. I will pelt you with filth. I will treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. All who see you will flee from you and say, Nineveh is in ruins. Who will mourn for her? Where can I find anyone to comfort you? Are you better than Thebes, situated on the Nile, with water around her? The river was her defense, the waters her wall. Cush and Egypt were her boundless strength. Put and Libya were among her allies. Yet she was taken captive and went into exile. Her infants were dashed to pieces at every street corner. Lots were cast for her nobles, and all her great men were put in chains. You too will become drunk. You will go into hiding and seek refuge from the enemy. All your fortresses are like fig trees with their first ripe fruits. When they are shaken, the figs fall into the mouth of the eater. Look at your troops. They are all weaklings. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has consumed the bars of your gates. Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your defenses. Work the clay. Tread the mortar. Repair the brickwork. There the fire will consume you. The sword will cut you down. They will devour you like a swarm of locusts. Multiply like grasshoppers. Multiply like locusts. You have increased the number of your merchants till they are more numerous than the stars in the sky. But like locusts, they strip the land and then fly away. Your guards are like locusts. Your officials like swarms of locusts that settle in the walls on a cold day. But when the sun appears, they fly away and no one knows where. King of Assyria, your shepherds slumber. Your nobles lie down to rest. Your people are scattered on the mountains with no one to gather them. Nothing can heal you. Your wound is fatal. All who hear the news about you clap their hands at your fall. For who has not felt your endless cruelty? Revelation 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer, with the prayers of all God's people, on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of God's people went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth, and there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe! Woe! Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the trumpet blasts about to be sounded by the other three angels." Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and the stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Proverbs 30:7-9. two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for another day. All of these moments to gather in a safe place. Another opportunity to allow the scriptures to sweep in, and wash through our lives. And we thank you for the book of Nahum and all that it brings up. And all that we remember about Nineveh with Jonah. Jonah and Nahum, very, very different situations and different time periods in the same city of the life of the city. And we think about our own paths and the eras of our lives. And now there are times we can look back at seasons and not even recognize. And maybe that's where we are now. We can't even recognize how we got here and how we're going to get out. One step at a time in the right direction, following you, showing up, and following your lead will lead us where we need to go. And so may we heed the warnings that the prophets give, understanding that there's always opportunity to change course. There's always opportunity to change our minds. This is repentance. So lead us on the path of repentance. Lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. It's been Christmas time around here for a while, and so it's Christmas time around here, right? Christmas Eve is a week from today. Can you believe it? So today is the cutoff day for calling in your Christmas greetings, your holiday greetings for the annual Daily Audio Bible family Christmas party, which will come to us in the next few days, and we will look forward to that greatly. I'm very looking forward to that, and Jill and I are looking forward to sharing and, well, having the party like we do every year. And so if you were going to and you have procrastinated to this point, this is your this is last call. So make sure that you do indeed share your voice, and we're looking forward to hearing it. And so the Christmas party is coming up. Also, probably Christmas Eve night. Well, let me just back up. We have always been aware of how joyful Christmas can be, but we have also experienced in our own lives and in many, many stories over the years of really how difficult the holidays can be for some. And every year we've heard from so many people around the world that are actually alone or are in some kind of circumstance where life is so traumatic and has been blown apart, whether that be like betrayal inside of a family, like everything is, nothing looks the same and never will look the same again. Whether there's been a loss, the death of somebody really, really important that is just not, like that their presence is so missing that nothing feels or looks or ever will feel the same again. And how like the Daily Audio Bible Christmas party, because it's kind of long, has carried people through Christmas, like made them not be alone. Be able to hear so many voices and not be alone. So we were talking because I mean, we've been there in just different ways. We've navigated, you know, seasons that are really, really hard. And so this year, Jill and I are kind of getting together, and we're going to do like a blue Christmas episode specifically. Now, also, I mean, for everybody, but specifically for if you are alone, you'll have the Christmas party, and then we just want to sit with you. We just want to be near. We just want to be with you. Maybe say some prayers, maybe even some ancient prayers, and read some scriptures and maybe some poems. We're figuring this out. But just thinking, when that's been us, what would we have appreciated? How would we have felt not alone? How would we have found comfort in such difficult feelings and emotions? And so that is coming, obviously for anybody, but if you are dreading Christmas, you are dreading what's coming, then you're not alone, and we get it, and we're going to try to be there. So that will be probably Christmas Eve night. And so it's kind of making you aware of that. And for the rest of you who are like, what are you even talking about? Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. I just can't wait for it every year. I just look forward every day of my life until we get there, and it's Christmas morning and a flurry of paper and such joy and such happiness. We get that too. Completely get that too. That's how it is for us too. If you just can't relate to what I'm saying at all, what you can do is pray for those who do not look forward to this, and send comfort and joy in spirit. And so it's kind of putting that on our radar. So the Christmas box, the Daily Audio Bible annual Christmas box, it's got our holiday blend of chocolate hazelnut coffee that we bring out at Christmas time, and the 20th anniversary reserve Southern Pecan that we brought out this year, the numbered 20th anniversary Daily Audio Bible commemorative collector's edition coins, commemorating 20 years every day, the annual Christmas ornament, which is a 20th year ornament, very special, with the word safe, which has been our word for the year, safe. So, like a wristband, a letter from us, just the Christmas box that we do every year. That is available today. And we think tomorrow, no later than Friday. I mean, you can order these, but probably tomorrow, Friday, is the last we can kind of get them out to arrive for Christmas to you. And that's inside the domestic United States. If you are international, we will absolutely get them to you as fast as we can. So if you were kind of thinking, yeah, I really want to grab one of those, I really, really need to have one of those, or I want to give one of those, I'm going to give that, then please don't delay there as well. We want to, like, we're shipping overtime and want to be able to get them to everybody in time for Christmas if you expect them for Christmas. So grab those while you can. I've also been mentioning Christmas music. So there are a couple of Christmas albums that are pressed on vinyl from Daily Audio Bible that you can order if you kind of dig that kind of stuff, like the nostalgia of it. Please go to the Daily Audio Bible shop. And there's Family Christmas, which is a record that I created. And then there's Christmas Time, which is a record that our son Maxwell created. These are on colored vinyl, beautiful commemorative and collector's editions. You can get those from the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to stream the Christmas music, then just look for my name and Family Christmas. Look for Max's name, Maxwell Harden. Look for Christmas Time. stream that. Look for Jill, my wife. She's got some Christmas music that's out there as well. Make that a part of your season. And I think that's all. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you deeply in these remaining days of this year. Thank you humbly, profoundly, gratefully for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. And I love you. And I will be waiting for you here. Tomorrow.
My Daily Audio Bible family, I am in need of prayer warriors. This is Nancy from Nebraska. I have a good friend who also attends my church. She's a little younger than me. She was just diagnosed with uterine cancer, and I had a conversation with her. She was telling me how extensive it is. It is actually in the uterus, the adnexa, the omentum, and possibly the liver. And her only symptom was feeling bloated and constipated. She had no other signs of uterine cancer and had like a negative pap smear, annual labs when she did her exam in October. And of course, as you all know, this is devastating. She has an appointment with the oncologist tomorrow. And I am just asking for prayers. I told her that I was going to reach out to my DAB family, that they're such prayer warriors, and she was so appreciative of that. So I'm just going to thank you in advance for the prayers, and I'm going to believe that God is going to use her as a testimony to His healing power and His love and saving grace.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I wanted to bring before the throne of grace our sister from Junk to Treasure. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today. God, thank you so much for this dear sister that you have given to me and given to this community. Heavenly Father, I pray for provision for her, Lord, supernatural, abundant, perfect provision for her, Lord. You know what the state of her roof was. You know what the state of her furnace is, and what the situation is with her car, and all of the things, Lord. The septic. And God, she needs this provision, and is completely unsure how it's going to happen. It's in the eyes of man, Lord, it seems impossible, but God, we know with you all things are possible. So Lord, would you, whether it's in bits and pieces or in one big chunk, God, I pray for your provision, for repair, for all of these things, Lord, that she would be able to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And Jesus, I thank you again for this precious sister. Encourage her, God. She needs your encouragement so much right now, Lord. Bless her with peace. Bless her with grace. Bless her with hope and joy. Bless her with hope and joy, Lord Jesus, I pray. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It's December 8th. I was actually calling in response to December 7th prayer request that I heard after the Daily Audio Bible, and where I think it was either Karen or, well, she was from Texas, but she was, or Angie, I'm not sure, but she was from Texas and praying for Skip and myself, and I just wanted to say thank you so very much. for your prayers. I feel them, and I'm sure Skip feels them too. And I also heard your prayer request for your husband, and I'm diligently praying for him and you all. And I can't even begin to understand the pain that you all are going through, especially your husband. But I will be uplifting you all up before the Lord and asking him to be your great comfort and help through this time, and that he will just surround both of you all and all of the family with his love, grace, and mercy and joy again through this. And so just continue to just be blessed, and we are all praying for you. We love you. And thanks, Jill, Brian, and Ezekiel, and China, and the family, and everyone's prayer requests that I heard. Not prayer requests, but Thanksgiving campfires. I just was been so blessed by those. So everybody continue to be blessed. Have a good week. Love you all. Praying for you all. Have a good day and a good week. Bye-bye.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Angie from Southeast Texas, a.k.a. Crucified with Jesus. And I wanted a call because I just finished with the recordings for the campfire stories. And in a couple of days, I finished them, 8 hours plus. And it was such a blessing to hear everybody's stories and how they came upon this app and what the Bible and Jesus has done in their life. I know it has been a huge blessing for me and my life, especially after losing my son. And every morning I wake up and that's the first thing I hear, the word. And it's just been a blessing hearing everybody and kind of knowing everybody's stories a little bit. And I just wanted to say that and thank you, Brian and Jill, for doing that. That was 8 hours, so it probably took a while to get all compiled in there. And so that also brings me to, I rarely listen to all the prayers, the ones that are compiled, but I will start now. And for everybody to know that even though I don't call often, I do pray for everybody continuously. And I feel very blessed to count you all as my family. Thank you and have a blessed day.